Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the sixth day of October 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back tonight, 7 to 8 p.m. for InfoWars Nightly News, premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Then I'm going to get in our bus, swing it north, and drive up to Dallas to occupy the grounds around the private number 11 branch of the private Federal Reserve. Luke Radowski was involved in the march of more than 10,000 people in Occupy Wall Street last night. Reporting for InfoWars.com, Rob Jacobson was there as well. Traveled from Austin up there, and Luke decided to try to get the diverse crowd of demonstrators, some of them with Democratic operatives inside, others in the Fetters and Libertarians, very diverse crowd, to turn towards Lower Manhattan in the area that has the private Federal Reserve at it. And thousands reportedly did follow Luke, and Luke crossed the barriers because they wouldn't let him get anywhere near it, and the police tackled him, slammed his head in the ground, we're told, and arrested him. We've been trying to get a hold of Luke since we learned of this last night and have been unsuccessful. Rob Jacobson's been trying to get a hold of him since last night and this morning. Jaron's trying to get a hold of him right now. And so we will definitely get him on as soon as we are able to get a report from him. Now, I would say that's very daring of him and a good idea. In fact, I tried to call Luke last night and to tell him, hey, you ought to try to get a bunch of those protesters to actually go after the real enemy. And Jacobson had talked to him that day, and Luke was like, well, we'll just do it Friday like Alex is saying. But then the decision was made because there was such a big crowd there. Hey, let's turn them at the Fed instead of just, hey, capitalism's evil, you know, and Michael Moore trying to lead them down that primrose path when it's the Federal Reserve that's actually against real free market capitalism and wants monopoly, insider crony capitalism. So big difference there. And we talked with G. Edward Griffin last night on the InfoWars Nightly News about that. And if I have time today, I'm going to air that. There's also a second part of the interview where we went into overdrive on the show and haven't aired that yet. And that's going to be airing Friday. I'm going to be here Friday via Skype on the ground in Dallas. I may even get out with a rig and walk around live that way at the Federal Reserve ahead of the occupation of the Federal Reserve officially kicking off. I was going to say 6 o'clock, but now I'm going for tonight, so we can say 5 to 8. But if you can't get there till 6, that's fine. And I'm asking folks to stay there if you believe in exposing the globalist tip of the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, the actual head of the snake. And then I'm going to turn that night, Friday night, and drive down to Houston, high noon, for a two-hour speech and event there with folks that are going to be camping out and staying there. And then we're going to turn towards San Antonio, and I'm going to be there Sunday morning, 10 to noon. Then I'm going to turn north back to Austin and do the Sunday show live here in studio 4 to 6 p.m. And then I'm going to gauge things and definitely send reporters out to people occupying the grounds around the Fed. But I'm looking at going up there and joining people in broadcasting at least for a few days with people on the ground there. Now, listen. In the past, everywhere in the country, when you protest the Fed, they don't arrest you. They actually treat you with kid gloves because they don't want to get media attention drawn to it, except in one place, New York. They won't let you get anywhere near it because that's the actual head of the head. That is the central nervous system inside the head at the New York Fed. The second most powerful branch is arguably Kansas City or Dallas, but we're right up there at the neck area. Going to the Dallas Fed, and we're going to be there peaceful with our families. Men, women, and children came out last time, and we're going to be around the sidewalk there on public land in Dallas. And if the police try to violate our First Amendment, I am going to demonstrate. So they violate my First Amendment, I'll have to go to jail, but I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't care. This is the start of the second American Revolution against the tyrants. We identify the Fed. We identify the real enemy.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the sixth day of October 2011, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. Then I'm going to go do the nightly news this evening, 7 o'clock, and after that's over, I'm getting in the InfoWars bus and driving up to Dallas to occupy and to encircle the private Federal Reserve, the head of the snake, tomorrow. I hope and pray you'll join us. We have a special video that I shot last night and that Aaron Dyke stayed up all night to put together, and it's titled "The Revolution Against the Federal Reserve Starts Now." It is linked in red at the top of InfoWars.com featured news section. There's another article by Paul Joseph Watson, "Don't Let Obama Campaign Fronts Infiltrate, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy the Fed." And we're going to get added to his latest article, the video that Aaron has done as well. But we're going to play and premiere that video and audio here for radio and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in just a few minutes. George Norrie is going to be joining us to talk about his view on the world today, his take on Occupy Wall Street, also his new book, that's out, and a lot more. Second most popular and listened to talk show host in the world, with between 16 and 20 million listeners. He's about to eclipse Rush Limbaugh. I've even seen that in the big talkers magazines out there that cover it. So congratulations to George Norrie, about to eclipse Rush Limbaugh within about 6 months if he continues to grow the way he is. He has more than half the overnight radio listening audience, period. Over half, on average about 54% of total radio listenership, period. AM, FM, music, talk, more than half on average in your city. And he has yours truly on. Wow, George Norrie has done so much to help get the message out about the New World Order. And he's done it in a way under the radar where the globalists have allowed it to a certain point. I know he's gone through some persecution for it. But he's gotten the top ratings. You know, that comes with telling the truth. So George Norrie will be joining us for the full third hour today. Danny Pinzella, who just a few months ago went out and demonstrated against the Federal Reserve, and they called out more than 50 cops and encircled it in New York. He was there with his baby by himself, and the cops came over, and he said, what are you doing here? Oh, we were looking for a flash mob against the Fed. Then he came on my show, and we called for a demonstration. Within 24 hours, 200 people showed up. Now he's done it again, and this time has been interviewing Dylan Radigan of MSNBC. He's been on Judge Napolitano's show on Fox. He's been on other TV programs. An example of a guy coming from nowhere, well-spoken, and now look where he is, reaching millions. That's what I'm here to do, to get you to realize the type of leaders you are. None of us are perfect, but now is the time. Evil is rising, good is rising. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You are that reaction. Don't count on Alex Jones to do it all. Don't count on Ron Paul. Don't count on G. Edward Griffin. We're here. We're fighting. We want you right beside us, behind us, and in front of us. Together, we are going to face this tyranny and wake a lot of people up in the process. So Debbie McKee is also going to be popping in. She ran the Dallas in the Fed that was very successful a few years ago, and I was invited up. So I've invited them to invite the Occupy Wall Street people, everybody, and they've said they're going to be coming to the event I'm kicking off, which, again, will be kicked off around 5 to 8 o'clock at night. Just get there. I'm going to then go to the next location, but this is the key place. Try to focus most of the energy if you can. If you can travel or if you're in the DFW area, to stay there at least overnight. And then others will show up that can only make it there Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and it will get massive news attention. And you can make your own decision. If the cops say, go away, you don't have a First Amendment, I guess you can go across the street and then see if they do it there. But they haven't done it the last few demonstrations there. They've actually been quite nice because they've been told to. And the Dallas PD has lost a lot of lawsuits for arresting demonstrators in the past that are on the sidewalk. You only need a permit if you block roads for like a parade. So they try the hoax that you have to have a permit to demonstrate. Not the case. Do we have a permit when we stormed the Texas Capitol twice under the TSA? No! No, they do not want to make us martyrs. But if they do make us political martyrs and arrest us, so be it. I'm coming to Dallas tomorrow. Now let's go ahead and go to this 6-minute video that's up on Infowars.com. If you're a radio listener, please get it out to everybody. It's in the article titled, "The Revolution Against the Federal Reserve Starts Now." The Federal Reserve is the branch governorship management system of the New World Order. It is the head of the snake. These are the people that have stolen tens of trillions of taxpayer money. This is the criminal group that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Law and allowed the megabanks to issue trillions of dollars of Ponzi scheme fake paper. These are the people worldwide that want your pension funds that you've paid into. These are the people that want to create VAT taxes and sales taxes to pay off their black hole of debts. Break the conditioning. Occupy the Dallas Federal Reserve. It will be a focal point across the nation and the world. Spread the word and tell everyone you know, even if you can't be there, or even if you don't live near Texas, that they need to be part of the real movement against financial tyranny and the movement that can restore our republic. We threw off the British in 1776. Resistance is victory, and we will throw off the banksters in 2011. This is the beginning of the second American Revolution. But this time, it's going to spread worldwide against the banksters and their globalist system. We are going to occupy the occupiers. My friends, a great choice lies before you. Revolution is in the air. The spirit of 1776 is being reborn in our republic. But the collectivists, George Soros, the Obamanoids, the neocons, are attempting to steer and manage the Occupy Wall Street movement. We've seen Michael Moore come out and say that capitalism and free market and private property is the threat. No, my friends, it is the monopoly capitalist the organized crime syndicate, the six big mega banks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others that own the private Federal Reserve that hijacked this country 98 years ago in 1913. That is the enemy. And it's time for these masqueraders to be exposed. Just a decade ago, most Americans didn't know the Federal Reserve was private. Now polls show the vast majority do and want it audited and abolished. We are marching on the illegitimate financial oligarchs that seized this country and are now attempting to fully bankrupt the United States and Europe and establish a open financial dictatorship worldwide. That's why I'm calling for an Occupy the Private Federal Reserve movement in all 50 states and all 12 of their major locations. One of the most influential branches in the country, arguably the second or third most powerful next to the New York Fed, is the Federal Reserve Branch Bank in Dallas. I will be there from 5 o'clock until at least 8 o'clock this coming Friday, demonstrating and pointing out the true enemy. The Occupy Wall Street groups in North Texas have told us they're going to be there. The local In the Fed group that we demonstrated with in 2008 will be there as well. I will then travel Saturday to Houston to speak at the Federal Reserve Branch Bank in Houston, a satellite of the Dallas Fed, at high noon. Then Sunday, I will speak from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the San Antonio branch of the Dallas Fed mothership system. The controlled corporate media is attempting to paint the Occupy Wall Street group as a bunch of communists and socialists and Obama supporters. And the media is giving attention to it, but only so they can co-opt it. The people on the ground are good and understand the Federal Reserve is the central organization empowering this world government system. This is a revolt against banker occupation. It is vital, if you are tired of these tyrants seizing control of our republic, that you travel to the Dallas Fed and that you demonstrate there and that you occupy it. This will draw attention, even if you stay there a few days. And then others from around the country will rally to that point, and others following your example will begin to occupy Federal Reserve locations around the nation. We are going to be peaceful, but we are going to encircle this criminal mafia organization's headquarters in Dallas and other areas around the country. Then I plan on sending reporters, and yes, myself, back to the Dallas Fed if the occupation and encirclement is successful, which I know it will be. The destiny of this republic is up to you. This is your mission, to end the Fed and restore the republic if you choose to accept it. I know many of you will be there, but I hope that others watching this now will not falter, will not waver, will not sit idly by. Do not run up the white flag of surrender to the globalist. Here at our finest hour, as humanity awakens from their trance to this tyranny, join me and occupy one of the key Federal Reserve sites in Dallas, Texas, this Friday throughout the weekend. Others will join us. We are setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Be part of history. We will identify the plague. We will identify the traitors. We will identify the enemy, the real target, the private Federal Reserve, and we will restore the republic by ending the Fed and transferring the power of the purse back to the Congress and back to the people. Join me this Friday, October 7th, in Dallas, Texas. You have no excuse. It's your choice, freedom or slavery. In the Fed, my friends. The video is up at Infowars.com. And even if you can't be at this Dallas event or other events across the country, get the article, get the video, get it out to Facebook, Twitter, old MySpace, all the different systems. Get it out right now to everybody you know today. Help us. We can't let George Soros take control of this and attack free market capitalism. We have to go after the head of the snake, the private Federal Reserve. It all starts tomorrow.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older. Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be. Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
George Norrie coming up the third hour today. Obviously, I'm going to talk about Obama's latest jobs speech, more complete bull. He's given something like 20-plus speeches now on jobs. He's had four or five different plans. The Democrats have had a whole bunch of others. Just riddled with ripoffs and billion-dollar and $500 million handoffs to Democratic Party operatives. Fast and Furious has been completely confirmed now to be basically a Iran-Contra. It's like a tongue twister. Basically to be a Iran-Contra situation where guns are being shipped into drug cartels to knock out their competition. Then those pet cartels ship their drugs back into the U.S. ISA has come out and said, you need to change your testimony and explain that you did know about it, but didn't know all the details, because they've now caught him in complete perjury and they're trying to give him a way out. We're going to be going over that as well today. I've got a bunch of economic news I want to get into as well. Of course, later I will give you my take on Steve Jobs' death. Just about a month ago, I shot a video, and I analyzed that photo that TMZ got, and I said, it's a real photo, and I had our forensic people look at it. I'm a photographer myself, and there was a sun hitting him from the side, so it looked like it was cutting into his neck, like his head had been glued on, but that was a natural distortion of the intense sunlight on his neck. I matched different parts of his body with previous photos. It was Steve Jobs, and I gave him a month to live, and he died a few days over a month. People always marvel when some rich and powerful person dies. What, 56 years old? Oh, how the mighty have fallen. But I'll give you my take on Steve Jobs a little bit later. I certainly hope he does rest in peace and had made his peace, or as Dave Mustaine would say, rust in peace. I guess God judges him to be a wicked globalist, eugenics supporting devil, because that is what Apple supports with Al Gore on their board. But who am I to judge Steve Jobs? We don't have enough of his public actions to really know if he was consciously wicked. But he was a globalist insider and chosen by them. So I'll have some things to say about Apple being a DARPA NSA front. I've told you that for years. There was actually news on it and documents released yesterday, I mentioned, so we'll get back into that a bit. Also, we're trying to get a hold of Luke Radowski. He got the Occupy Wall Street people to break off at the end of their main march that George Soros people are trying to take control of, and he successfully led them at the Federal Reserve, and so they tried to cut the head off and of the movement and brutalized him and arrested him. So great job, Luke Radowski, and another feather in his cap. We also are going to be getting into a bunch of news on big developments in the Middle East. Now, before I do that, I just want to spend a few minutes here responding to some emails I've gotten and some comments I've seen on the YouTube videos, because I'll quickly scan over a few of those to get the feel of people. And there's a frequent commenter I see who has the handle Tall Tommy something. I forget the full handle. He's a frequent commenter. And I saw him saying, Alex, a lot of folks are looking over their shoulders at you, being nice to all these socialists. And I'm looking at you sideways, buddy. What's going on here? And I didn't really understand that comment, because it was a G. Edward Griffin interview he was commenting on, where we were explaining that the big global mega banks want socialism for the grassroots to make us dependent. And the whole video was against socialism and collectivism and communism and all its permutations. And I don't like collectivism, but I'm not going to get into a McCarthyite type deal where, because I have Roseanne Barr on and she tells me she's a listener and then makes a lot of satirical comments about redistribution of wealth, I think her comments stand on their own, and even though it's a lot of it's satire, I think it's pretty ridiculous. But she is a listener, and I'm not going to sit there and scream at her. Ed Asner, exposes vaccinations, likes Ron Paul, but says he thinks socialism's a great system. You're going to do more reaching out to these people, well-meaning socialists, than fighting with them. Now, if you're a conscious George Soros or a big mega billionaire trying to shut down the middle class and tax people that actually hire folks, like musicians and doctors and scientists and inventors and everybody else, or business owners, if your wealth was gotten through the free market, that is laudable. That is something honored in American tradition. That's something good. If you are stealing it like the mega banks, then that is bad. They're the ones trying to re-engineer the rebellion against them into a collectivist mode. And so to be friendly and try to bring along socialists, which we're doing, we're waking up Ed Asner and Roseanne Barr and people. If that makes me a socialist, so what?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
And I won't back down.
And I won't back
down. You know, down. Even if you can't go to your Federal Reserve location, your area, to point out the real problem, the group that created the derivatives, the group openly pushing unfunded mandates to the state, globalization, New World Order operations, even if you can't do that, you need to get our videos at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The new video press release I put out, The Revolution Against the Federal Reserve Starts Now, is the title of the article that has the video in it and the press release, and get it out to everybody you know. It is so important. Here's an example of the wickedness of the Federal Reserve, and we're going to our first guest who heads up the Dallas and the Fed and does a fabulous job fighting these tyrants. Actually going up against the real enemy. Yesterday, they had the Austin Chronicle, South by Southwest, Lewis Black, putting on EcoFest. Same people that put on the big South by Southwest event. Thousands of dollars to get in. Our guys get there. They're given a one-day pass. All the media, there's a bunch of media there. They're allowed to take whatever they want, local news stations. When one of the minders finds out that InfoWars has gotten in, they come over and say, you're only allowed to take 5 minutes now, and then get out. And, of course, having a huge power trip. But luckily, right then, the speech ended of the guy they came to get. One of the former top managers at Goldman Sachs, of course, the second biggest shareholder in the private Federal Reserve after J.P. Morgan Chase. And he's now the head of the Nature Conservancy, which with government grabs all this property and, you know, runs all these different operations across the country, nothing to do with environmentalism. Here's this Goldman Sachs guy heading it up, and he agrees to an interview. And then Darren McBrain, our reporter, we're going to show this tonight, says, okay, we're going to, which I would have just started going to the questions, but Darren did a great job. But I like to ask a softball, then get into the hard ones. McBrain goes ahead and prefaces, well, this is going to kind of be from the supporters of coal position or proponents. And I was like, all right. And he goes, President Obama said that he wanted to bankrupt the coal industry in the campaign. And the guy goes, whoa, turn your camera off. And I guess I've done that before, too, when somebody says that. It's kind of instinctive. John kind of hit the button and turned it off, but then turned it back on a minute later, and the guy's waving his arms. You know, you can't show this and all this stuff. Really, we're let into an event, you give a speech, and then you say you'll do an interview, and then you say you won't do it. That's like 60 minutes. People say, I'm not doing this interview. We're news. We're not entertainment. We go to an event, you agree to speak, we'll show it, we're going to show it tonight. News, First Amendment, pal. It's not like we're asking you to be in some Nickelodeon special, and it's entertainment. The news doesn't ask you to sign forms. The point is that he runs like a roach. He gets all up there with his glad handing, and McBrain goes, okay, first question. Obama said he wants to bankrupt coal. And then McBrain kind of chases him down the hall nicely, saying to him, hey, what about General Electric getting waivers? You know, they're not getting shut down, but the other plants are. I mean, there were two plants in Illinois shut down Tuesday. There were more plants shut down in California and Tennessee yesterday. I haven't searched today to see what's been shut down. I mean, they're shutting the power down. The head of the Energy Department in February told the Wall Street Journal, we showed it yesterday, he said, we are going to shut down massive numbers. And he talked about over 1,000 plants. See, under the free market, they built thousands and thousands of coal plants. Cities owned them, counties, little communities got together and built little coal-fired plants for their community or hydroelectric, whatever the case is. That's all bought up. They come in, they buy off your city council, they shut down your local power plants. They've shut down a couple that Austin had, great plants. They use useful idiots to go out and, you know, demonstrate and say they want them shut down. And I don't know, depending on the numbers you look, depending on where you are in Austin, it's a 30-40% increase in the last 5-6 years. In some areas, a doubling. Now Austin Energy says 60% increase for some people. But if you're not a peak user, only, you know, moderate increases. And I showed you that yesterday, and we're going to our guest. But the point is, it's Goldman Sachs, it's J.P. Morgan. Rick Perry went to Bilderberg in 2007 to discuss how to shut down Texas power plants with these guys, and a big foreign company came in and is allowed to build them. So they shut down other plants, build new ones, shut down basically other new ones, put new regulations on other companies that aren't part of the inside group, and your power bill goes up. And I get emails from idiots saying, you must work for coal. No, I work for the old lady in East Austin, who's on Social Security with her COLA frozen, her cost of living expense frozen, who's going bankrupt. I work for my grandmother, who lives in a working class area of South Austin, and who can't live on Social Security, and has exhausted all of her savings, and who the family helps out, who just can't believe her power bill goes up and up and up, and in the summer, I go over there and it's 110 degrees inside the house with the windows open because it gets to 110 degrees here, and I've got to give her money and say, you will turn on the air conditioner. You will turn it on. You will turn on the heat. You will. Here's some money. Because I got to give, again, I love giving my grandmother money. The point is it's being sucked out by these slime bags who come in here, and I got to watch some Goldman Sachs guy literally strut up to the podium. And sit there and go, I know Goldman Sachs isn't very popular now, but we got a plan to help the earth and shut down coal. You know, and with clean ones, we've got an initiative. The world without coal. And you walk over to the vampire and you go, see this holy cross here? And the guy's like, ah! I mean, literally running like a bat out of hell. Yeah, the president said he wants to bankrupt coal. No, I'm not doing this. I'm not talking about it. Turn the camera off. Can't use this. That's who we're talking about. That's who runs the Federal Reserve, okay? And it's time for them to stop. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they go to Congress. Everybody would bow down. Senators' voices would shake. Mr. Greenspan, oh, so good. I mean, I used to play clips of it on air. It was like, sir. I mean, it was like they were God. Like God, like Zeus had beamed down into the chamber. Now they're yelling at them. They're calling them liars. Where's the money? That fruitcake Bernanke squirming around like the snake he is. We are going to pull them down politically. We are going to muddy them with their own effluvial leavings that they've dumped on us. We are going to pillory them with their actions, and we are going to encircle them, enchant them, and let everybody know that they are the enemy and the author of our ruin. And you know, it's very dangerous for me to do this individually, but I don't care. I'm like a kamikaze going straight into them. They are the enemy of the republic. They're the ones that launch the wars. They're the ones that are taking our liberties. They're the ones that lobby for all the environmental land grabbing. And we've got a lady on with us, Debbie McKee, who I appreciate holding while I pull that story that will air tonight. Debbie McKee started, I guess, back in 2008, the In the Fed up in Dallas. Very successful. We've got video in our press release of that event and other events. And you can find out more at endthefedusa.ning.com. And Debbie McKee joins us, and she's going to be bringing her great organization, the Dallas In the Fed, out to join us this Friday. So good to have you on with us, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex.
And there's a photo of you on screen with the wonderful Ron Paul. So tell us about yourself, In the Fed, why you're doing this, and what do you think of my idea of, instead of just letting Michael Moore tell us capitalism's the problem, actually going to the real source?
I think that's what we have to do. I got involved after Ron Paul's campaign last time, and we're just trying to reach anybody who will listen, you know, Tea Party people, the Democrats, whatever, these people out today for Occupy Dallas, we have flyers. We just want to reach people who know that something's wrong and point them in the right direction as far, you know, where the root cause of the problem is.
Isn't it encouraging that the Fed people, the Occupy Wall Street people in Dallas, the Occupy Dallas group, is going to the Fed. So people are starting to get it. And then last night, Occupy Wall Street group marched on the Fed, and there were arrests. So finally, I mean, did you see Bernanke go, I understand why people are mad at Wall Street and capitalism yesterday. See, he loves that nebulous thing. And George Soros says he's with the Occupy Wall Street. Soros would love to occupy the firms he doesn't control on Wall Street and take them over, like they did Bear Stearns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many folks do you think the Dallas In the Fed folks that you head up are going to be able to bring out to this rally that we're launching Friday evening?
I have no idea. It was kind of short notice, but I think with your getting the word out on your show, we could have a really good turnout. Today, we didn't have very many, but there were hundreds of those Occupy Dallas people here, so it was kind of exciting.
Okay, so that march is already going on. What's happening in Dallas?
Well, they marched down. We were at the Fed building before 9 because I scheduled we'd be there from like 9 to 12. So we were there before 9, and they met at a park several blocks away, and they marched down towards us. And the police said they had about 300, but I think they probably had maybe 500. They stood around with us on the corner for a little while, and you could tell they were getting hot and bored in the sun, and they wanted to go march on Chase Bank, which was across the street, so we could hear people saying, let's go march on Chase, and other people saying, that's not in the planned route, you know, like they didn't want to deviate from the plan. And they ended up, when we were trying to leave to get back to my car and take this phone call, they were marching past the Fed, up a block, and then across the street and down towards Chase. So the Dallas police were, you know, flexing with the movement and allowing them more freedom and access.
Hey, I think that's a great idea. Perhaps I should drop by at 4 to 5 tomorrow, and I'll bullhorn the Chase people. which again are owners of the shareholders of the evil Fed across the street. They're fake quasi private organization over there. And then I guess 5 to 8 or so, we'll try to get folks out there at the, well, then we're going to get a lot out there at the Dallas Federal Reserve. Now I'm asking people, Debbie, because I'm going to go on to the Houston Fed and the San Antonio Fed, but then I'll send reporters back or I'll come back myself. I'm asking people to go ahead and camp out there because that's going to get the real attention there on the sidewalk. And that's encouraging. You're saying the police didn't try to violate your First Amendment today when you were out there, you said, with hundreds of people that showed up from Occupy Dallas.
No, they really were being pretty good, I think. We have a really good relationship with them. That's why I wanted to be here early, to be like the first one there on the scene. And the Dallas police have worked with us, you know, since 2008. We've had rallies 2 or 3 times a year, and they've been very good. We have a good working relationship.
There was a black detective. He gave me his card. I forgot his name, but he's on the videos. But when no cameras were around last time, he said, listen, I know about the Federal Reserve, okay? We're your friends. I got it. And he was like, I appreciate you. So the cops up there were very nice last time, unlike the New York police. But so it's a good place to encircle the Fed and get media attention. People are like, why do we do this? We point out it's the Federal Reserve. Debbie, why do you think we should protest the Fed instead of just saying, you know, capitalism's evil?
Well, because they're really behind it. It's not capitalism. It's fascism, you know, or corporatism.
Yep.
So they're really the root. But, you know, even I pointed out to people today I talked to, they're just the root that we can see. It's really the people behind them that we can't see. So I have flyers with some good info and told everybody, hey, thanks for coming. We've been here since 2008. We're glad you joined us. So it was kind of nice to put that, you know, spin on it.
What's your analysis just from having a chance to march with them and watch them? Of the 400, 500 or so, you said the police said 300, but it was more. They always try to underestimate, just to be on the safe side, of the Occupy Dallas folks. I mean, from what I've heard, they're a pretty diverse group.
Oh, yeah, very. There was everybody you could imagine was there, from the older grandma who was just tired of, you know, the economy, to the kids who don't have any jobs, to a lot of students were there. It was a wide range of nationalities and colors, and it was a good diverse group. Lots of good signs. There were lots of thought-provoking signs. So.
Well, it's very exciting. Obviously you were there to let them know, hey, tomorrow night's important. Believe me, that's the one that's going to get the media attention. Dallas Morning News has covered it. NBC News in Dallas has covered it. D Magazine has covered it. This morning I couldn't even go through all the publications that are already covering it. Was there any media there today?
Oh, they were thick. I mean, very, very thick. There was lots of media there today.
And they're saying they're going to be there tomorrow, correct?
I don't know. Well, I really have no idea. I guess it just depends on how things go.
Well, there's going to be a huge turnout tomorrow. I would imagine it'll be a lot bigger than the Occupy Dallas folks, but they are certainly invited. Were the Occupy Dallas folks saying they were going to come out tomorrow night?
It sounds like they're planning to be here tomorrow, too, so I guess they will.
Well, that is extremely, extremely exciting, and I obviously will give a speech and indict the Fed myself, but then I'll try to hand off the bullhorn or let you guys go on your own bullhorn so I don't destroy my voice. My days of screaming at the top of my lungs in the bullhorn have got to end. I haven't been to the doctor, but I can tell you from years of screaming, I've gotten this husky voice, and that I've got to just now speak at rallies and not scream until I cough blood up. So I will be there and speak for off and on for 2 hours, but I look forward to hearing you speak and others speak. And just God bless you. Debbie McKee, any other points you'd like to make?
I just like to encourage everybody to, you know, work together on this and reach out to people who they may not be exactly like-minded, but we need to work together against the power elite. So that's my main point.
Work together. Work together against the power elite, absolutely.
Yep.
What do you think of their attempt, because I've got reporters all over the country, their attempt to try to turn this into a Democratic thing, but we've been on the street. These are not Democratic operatives. The media is trying to act like they speak for George Soros, but they don't.
Yeah, well, if you just look at the basic overall look, you would probably get that idea. And, you know, the media is going to pinpoint who they want to. They're going to interview who they want to. So, you know, they can portray that. But it, I think it was pretty diverse, really.
Well, when we had that in the Fed rally, one of many you've had that I was at in 2008 in November out there, it was about as diverse as it gets. White folks, old folks, young folks, Hispanics, Asians, black folks. It was great. All burning with the light of liberty in their eyes. All had the same spirit.
Yep. That, I sure appreciate everything you do.
Well, we appreciate you, Debbie, and I look forward. I'm going to be there tomorrow broadcasting from nearby. I may even get the laptop out with the 4G and set it on top of a power line box or something at face level and just broadcast right there on the street. The cops don't give us any trouble, which if that same detective's out there, we shouldn't. I don't want to get him in trouble. I ought to shut up. But the point is, we're going to be right back from break. The website, is that the best website to give out, Debbie, the one I gave out earlier?
Yeah, I think so.
InTheFedUSA.Ning.com. Debbie, we'll see you there tomorrow and get you on the radio there on site. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back with some key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't woman... On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
I'm your masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
All right, folks. We've been adding a lot of information warfare weapons into the online video bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. Things like this new flag. Now, we're getting custom-made Infowars made in America babies, but they're going to cost us like $10 a piece or so. We'll have to charge, you know, like $20 or $25 on those. This baby we get really inexpensively, so we can sell these for $10. And it is a Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag. It's great to fly at your house. Great to have in your house. It's a good conversation piece for people, available at Infowars.com. People keep requesting flags. You've heard them on air, so we aim to please. There you go. There you go. You want Gadsden flags and more? We are developing them and getting them. We have the ProPure water filter, the next generation of gravity-fed filters, blows the leading competition out of the water, pun intended. You can go see a side-by-side comparison at Infowars.com. Super high-quality gravity-fed filtration system, stainless steel spigots, not just the container. Check it all out at Infowars.com. And your purchase also finances the burgeoning InfoWar. We are trying to plow more and more of the capital that's coming in here and exhausting many of our reserves in the attempt to really maximize the amount of people we're reaching. And when you buy a book or a DVD or a Infowars.com t-shirt, you support this transmission. Plus, you get a tool, whether it's the t-shirt or a video or book, that will wake up others. And also, in the case of a book or video, inform you to a higher level. And all over the country now, when I travel, I see Infowars.com stickers. Some of them that didn't come from us. People, I guess, are making them custom. That's great. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. We got some new bumper stickers in because you requested them. Most of the stuff we end up doing now in the flyer department is listener requested. Fluoride. There is poison in the tap water. Infowars.com. It would be great to have these put up all over the place in legal, lawful areas, in public, to make people talk. Oh, by the way, one of the big counties, Pinellas County in Florida, with 700,000 people, just removed fluoride. Every day now I'm seeing big towns, major cities, major counties. I mean, we're having victory here. And a lot of times it happens because people put up fluoride's poison signs. When we had that flyer contest, everybody put flyers up. Boy, the government and water districts would get hopping mad. But in a bunch of cases, it then spurred discussions that led to it being pulled out. Because under the name fluoride, they put hundreds of deadly chemicals in. So these are thrown in all of the orders. When you order DVDs, books, you get a free citizen rule book, Constitution, Bill of Rights, all that great stuff, famous founding father quotes, jury nullification. And then you also get a mix of different bumper stickers thrown in, or you can buy these in bulk at Infowars.com. Fluoride, there is poison in the tap water. By the way, I mentioned this on Monday, but I've spent really no time on it. Sometimes stuff's such old news to us that finally when it becomes mainstream news, I don't cover it. I have a lot of blind spots. And listeners have commented and said, why aren't you covering Bank of America and the $5 fee? Well, because they said a year ago, they had a big bank consortium meeting, and they said they're going to start raising prices. They're going to start charging you to keep money in the bank. Switzerland's already begun that because the money's that worthless. The banks have been given unlimited trillions, so they don't need your business anymore. They don't even need it to take $1 you deposit and loan out 10 under the old fractional reserve banking system. They've left that entirely to just pure, total made-up money. I'm going to explain that coming up, and the economy. And we got George Norrie coming up. Well, we've got a jam-packed broadcast here. Wow. Here's the number to call in, 800-259-9231.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.